With me today is Eddie McAuliffe. He's the chair of the Ethnic Communities Council here in Victoria. And we are going to talk about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Good day, Eddie.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is happening this coming 15th of June.
That's correct. The 15th of June, yes.
Not many are aware that elder abuse comes in many forms, and it's also a form of family violence, isn't it?
Well, it often has its roots in family in a family violence context. It can be outside of that, but that's a common cause where people haven't come to terms with that, and because of a number of reasons, sometimes cultural sensitivities, concerns about the family and outsiders knowing what's going on in the family. There's a whole range of reasons why that has been kept under the carpet, if I can put it in those terms, in the past.
And it says that majority of people who report elder abuse are from the age of 70 to 84 years old.
Well, I think, it's obvious that the older you get, the more vulnerable you are to elder abuse, because the more frail they're both mentally and physically. And as you lose your faculties and understanding of where to go, and your support base dwindles, all those sorts of reasons add to that complexity.
And majority are also women or female.
Well, I think again, women are and traditionally the brunt of family violence, and so elder abuse can be an extension of that. So that's not unexpected, and that's the reality of the situation.
And many aren't really aware of what constitutes elder abuse, because for some it might be just a normal day-to-day activity of or not really knowing how to deal with it when someone in the family is aging, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it can be, there's degrees of abuse, and I suppose physical and mental and emotional, all those sorts of things, and financial pressures, subtle pressures putting on an elderly person to come good with some money to buy certain things or to help when they're behind the rent or the mortgage or something like that, to straight out sort of saying, you know, can you loan me, you should loan me money, and so on. And it can come in many, many shapes or forms.
And recently, the ECCV did an information session and community consultation campaign on the awareness of elder abuse.
Yes, we do. It was a three-year project with the Macedonian, Chinese, Greek, Serbian, and Turkish communities.
And you also did one with the Filipino community.
Filipino, yes, Filipino. That was the first on the list.
Yes, these community consultations have been culturally specific, haven't they?
Yes, they've been culturally specific. Yes, that's right. And with those communities, and they've had advisory groups, and that's been how they've been culturally specific, and they've been culturally sensitive, and they've been well done in consultation with the community. So that's the reason why they've been so successful. Otherwise, they would not have achieved the amount of access and appreciation by the community.
Language also became an issue within the community, that with the specific communities that were consulted, which appropriate language can be used.
Yes, well, that's all part of the cultural sensitivity. And look, because, and I'll make this point again very strongly, because somebody speaks a language that you understand doesn't mean to say they're culturally sensitive. They have to have a lot more going for them if they want to be really culturally sensitive, so they can be appreciated by the various communities. So, but that's important, to have that language and the cultural sensitivity and cultural appropriateness of the educational programs and information programs.
What has been the feedback from the various communities?
The feedback's been quite positive, and I actually spoke at an AGM, a Filipino AGM just before last Christmas down at Doveton, and they showed the video that was made out of that project within my walls, which depicted a number of examples of the various communities, and I watched the community in that session, and the questions that were asked were very, I think, amazing, and that they appreciated it, and the understanding that they picked up the understanding very well.
Thank you very much for your time, Andy McAuliffe from the Ethnic Communities Council here in Victoria.
Pleasure.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.